from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, last week, Kamala Harris beat up Republicans supposedly for wanting to ban books. She didn't say what books Republicans wanted to ban, because then she'd have to explain it's the pornographic ones that Democrats are trying to put into school libraries so that children as young as kindergartners can read profane things. She didn't mention that part. But she was pretty heated about the idea of banning any kind of books or information, really.
Including book bans. Book bans in this year of our Lord 2024. So we want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books. Can you imagine?
Huh. Which is super funny, since guess what got banned on Amazon? A book about Kamala Harris. It's so weird. Yeah, it builds the case that she draws her views heavily from Marxism and Leninism and might be a sociopath. It was called, it's been for sale since 2020, no problem on Amazon, Kamala Harris and the Future of America. Written by a guy by the name of Caleb Maupin. It was a good book, too. 4.5 out of 5 stars on Goodreads. And you used to be able to go to Goodreads and click through and get the, oh, look, it's gone. He didn't pull it down. He says his book is censored and he's now selling the PDF off a website. What was she saying again about censoring? What was she?
Including book bans. Book bans in this year of our Lord 2024. So we want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books.
Huh. Well, what if what
can
you wrote,
imagine?
Can you imagine? What if what you wrote was like not actually a book, though? What if you had been administering the GovTrack site, which has been up and running for more than a decade, the GovTrack site that tracks the voting record of Republicans, Democrats, all senators and Republicans, and rates them according to their leftward or rightward trend. What if you put out a website like that? And what if your website in 2019 found that Kamala Harris had the most liberal voting record in the entire Senate, to the left of Bernie Sanders? What if you put that up? Would that be banned? Oh, looks like that was banned. Yeah, they took it down. When Breitbart contacted the editor and said, hey, why'd you take that down for Kamala, but like not anyone else for any other year? And he said, well, it might be misleading. Well, why was it misleading? Well, it only reflected a year of her voting. Oh, okay. So she only voted to the left of Bernie Sanders for just 1 year. Do I have that right? Yeah, and we had to take that down after leaving it up for a year. Uh-huh. What was Kamala saying about banning things again?
Including book bans. Book bans in this year of our Lord 2024. So we...
Yeah, so anyway, that website is, it's gone now. That page on that website. She can no longer read that she was the most liberal senator in 2019, according to her vote record in the Senate. Because these are dangerous ideas. Well, why? Well, because they're true. What about the idea of Kamala Harris as the border czar? What about that? Documented last week, every single major media outlet out there, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC, all referred to her on more than one occasion as the border czar. CNN too. But now they want you to know that she was not the border czar. How can we possibly figure that out? This is incredible. Economist Peter St. Onge had a way. He put in Kamala Harris and border czar. Do you know what he got on Google? They haven't fixed this yet. They need to tune this one up. 31,800 references to Kamala Harris as the border czar. Weird. Yeah, in every kind of publication too. Right wing, left wing, didn't matter. Everybody from the New York Times to ABC News to National Review. It's weird. Everybody, 31,000 different articles, news reports, and references to her as the border czar. But we're being told she was never the border czar. Stalin would be proud. Yeah, all they got to do, I guess they're going to go through like Stalin, just what, erase her in all of those interviews about the job she was doing as border czar. So she's like nobody sitting in the chair. The correspondents just talking to themselves. Is that what we're going to do? Or it's just wild. And folks, watching the assassination of Donald J. Trump get erased over the weekend from Google. No, they didn't completely erase it. They just fixed the search terms. So you have to put in assassination and Trump. Otherwise, you get assassination Truman, assassination Lincoln, but there's no Trump. It's like it didn't happen. Folks, at this point, we are lucky to have any history at all. But still, folks, do you know what else got canceled over the weekend? While we're on the subject of book banning, since Kamala brought it up, her book? No. J.D. Vance's. The first company has refused to print more copies due to his politically incorrect way of thinking. That's right. Ulstein, it's called Ulstein. It is a German publishing house that previously published his book, but will not do it anymore because he has wrong think. Wait for it. I can tell you, if the Democrats have gotten Amazon to censor the book about her Marxist views and how she's probably a sociopath, I don't know how good the writing is. I didn't read the book. It's highly rated. You better bet they're going to come for the J.D. Vance book here in America, not just in Germany. Ironic, though, that it was Germany to ban it first. That's really fitting. That makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, we'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.